Jacka News, you need to know. Now.
Joburg reaches a high of 20 this afternoon. Pretoria and Polokwane both 23. We start with politics. NDA leader John Steenhuisen says his party remains committed to the government of national unity after a fallout with the ANC over the proposed VAT increase in the budget. The unity government was formed 9 months ago after the ANC's support in the 2024 elections fell below 50%. Steenhuisen says there is still time to focus on true power sharing within the unity government. He was campaigning in Phoenix in KwaZulu-Natal yesterday on the eve of by-elections in Etiquini's Ward 110.
We entered the government of national unity because we think it is the right thing to do for the people of South Africa. But it then has to become a genuine power-sharing relationship. It cannot simply be that one party says to another party that consensus means you agree with everything we put on the table, we don't agree with anything you put on the table. And so we are seeking ways in which we can ensure that there is a balance within the government of national unity of those particular issues.
Now to international news. In Kiev, Mayor Vitali Klitschko said early this morning that the city was under missile attack with several explosions rocking the Ukrainian capital. This comes 2 days after a Russian missile killed 18 people in President Volodymyr Zelensky's hometown. According to Klitschko, paramedics had been sent to two districts in Kiev. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian Air Force has reported that missiles have also entered the northern Chernihiv region. Across Ukraine, air raid alerts have also been issued for Kherson, Mykolaiv and the Odessa regions. Back in South Africa, and Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Justice is backing Justice Minister Mameluke Kubai's request for a report from National Director of Public Prosecutions Shamila Batoyi on the Timothy Omotoso case. Omotoso and his co-accused were acquitted of 32 charges earlier this week due to prosecutorial mishandling, with Judge Irma Schoeman citing improper conduct and inadequate cross-examination. Committee spokesperson Oscar Matafa says the NPA's conduct must be investigated.
The complete handling of the case was appalling because the mandate of the prosecution's authority is to ensure that victims are protected. This case flew in the face of all the efforts that we as government and society are putting in place to ensure that gender-based violence is eradicated once and for all.
To rugby news, and the Blitzbox will face Australia in the ninth place playoff at 20-10 this morning after edging USA 14-12 in their semi-final at the Singapore Sevens earlier this morning. Meanwhile, the Bulls beat Bayonne 32-22 in the Challenge Cup to keep their hopes of winning the competition alive. Sergil Peterson, Reinhard Ludwig, David Kriel and Marco van Staden scored tries for the Bulls, with Keegan Johannes and Johan Huissen adding the rest with the boot. Jake White's Chargers will now play Sean Everett's Edinburgh in the Cup quarterfinal next Saturday. And it is lap 39 of the Japanese Grand Prix currently underway, and Max Verstappen still leading from pole. I'm Martina van der Walt Elers, hoofnuus die uur. Die leier John Steenhuisen sê sy party bly verbind tot die regering van nasionale eenheid, ondanks die uitval met die ANC oor die BTW-verhoging.
Jacaranda FM Weekends be like.
Usually not the type to keep them waiting. Usually like to love and leave them fast. Something that you're doing got me thinking. I'ma take my foot up off the gas. She said, hey, I like where this is going, so let's just take it slow, slow motion. Been waiting all day to get you in.